Dear brethren, we'll have a topic about our help in trouble. In Psalm 46:1, it said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God's people quite often have trouble, and God always has been refuge and help for them. The scripture declare that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of all. Psalm 34:19. In the beginning of the Bible, we can see what was the reason for their trouble. The Lord has said that he will put enmity between the seed of serpent and the seed of woman, Genesis 3:15. These have been manifested from the beginning, starting from Abel, and all ancient worthy knew they've been persecuted. All those who wanted to serve God, in the New Testament, we know Apostle and Jesus are the best example. Of course, the Lord people also suffer similarly as the worldly people, because they are members of fallen and dying race. And God did not promise to spare his people from trials which come through sickness and pain and death, unless in certain circumstances might be. Apostle Paul said, there has been no temptation taking you but such as is common to men. 1 Corinthians 10:13. But there is another reason that Lord's people suffer, and it is because God chastened them. For the Lord discipline him who he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. Hebrews 12:6. We should not be discouraged, but remember that they are an evidence of God's love. They are calculated to train and direct us into a more wholehearted service of God, regardless of what they cost may be. David said, we can say symbolically and prophetically, he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God has been a refuge and strength for his people all the time in all ages, Jewish age and gospel age. He was a source of strength. All patriarch and prophet, entire ancient worthy class, found in God a help and comfort. In every time of need, of trouble, they went to their God and found in him refuge and help, so they could go on if such was his will. The same was true with all followers of Jesus. It is our privilege to suffer with him and have this blessed assurance that we will have sufficient grace for every time of need. God did not promise to deliver us from trouble, but he promised to sustain us when we suffer for righteousness, as long as it would be beneficial for our proper spiritual standing. His promise is, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. While the Lord people throughout the age have rejoiced in the blessed assurance of our text, it seems, brethren, that this text has a special application for the Lord people at this end of the age. We believe that the trouble mentioned there refers to the great time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Daniel 12:1. We read in Psalm 46:2-3, next verses, therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountain shake with and swell thereof. This language, brethren, clearly identifies the application of this psalm to the end of the age, this age, the time of Christ's second presence. Because in this time, the symbolic earth has to be removed and the mountain thrown into the sea. It seems that Jesus had this prophecy in mind when he described the great time of trouble, and he said, "And there shall be sign in the sun, and upon the earth distress of a nation with perplexity, the sea and water roaring." Luke 21:25. Jesus said that at this time men's heart would fail them for fear as they looked forward to the thing coming upon the earth. But the Lord people is not afraid because they understand that God permitted this trouble to remove all the worldly kingdom in order to establish His kingdom. Actually, the Lord people know that it is work of our present Lord, which came second time, as Bible said, in the days of those kingdom, to establish His kingdom. And according to the prophecy, He is breaking to pieces all this kingdom. Daniel 2:44. And now we can see clearly, brethren, how this breaking to pieces is taking place. After Second War, England, France, Belgium, Holland, and many other lost their colony. And what happened now? A few years ago, Soviet Union broke to pieces. And Yugoslavia is breaking to pieces. And even small Czechoslovakia, it was a small country, it break to hoof, Slovak and Czech. Isn't that evidence of what the Lord said? That He will break, that stone will break, hit, and break to pieces. We see it now. So the Lord people have not such a fear as the other have. And they rely on their God, knowing that He is doing the necessary preparation for the establishment of His kingdom. They believe that God will care for them in time of trouble, in time when the earth will be removed. And we see that it is now, that the removing is now in process. Before, people feared atomic destruction mostly. Now they fear more trouble along the economical line, about pollution, about unrest of the different nationality. We see it. Different nationality. Everyone wants to have a freedom, wants to have their country even. Nationality and races. Because everyone wants to have more freedom and to be independent. Many people are able to foresee that all this leads to anarchy, and they are afraid. And brethren, the word chaos and anarchy, more often you will find as never before in newspaper. Anarchy, chaos, there's chaos, anarchy. And Pastor Russell predicted 100 years ago about that. If our faith in God's plan is strong, we will rejoice seeing evidences which reveal that this integration of the old selfish system of this world, even though it might work to some extent to our disadvantage concerning our material thing, but we sacrifice that anyhow. In another psalm, we read according to one translation, which we believe is more proper. We read, "Shall I lift up my eyes to the hill? Come my help from thence? My help will come from the Lord." Psalm 121:1-2. There is no point to look and put our trust in the hill or the mountain, for we know that they will be carried into the midst of the sea and will disappear. We put our trust in the Lord because we know that despite the turmoil and fear which we are surrounded, no harm can come to us as new creature. If we are faithful, if we try to fulfill these conditions which are clearly set up before in the Scripture, we know what our Lord wants us to do. We have to do them. We have to be faithful. In Psalm 46:4, it said, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High." The river, we believe, is the same symbolic river referred to in Ezekiel 47:1-9 and Revelation 22:1. This river is not flowing as yet for the blessing of all nations. Rivers were very important in the history of mankind from the beginning, brethren. Civilization were built around the river, Nile, Euphrates, Tigris, and the other in Europe, like important was in Russia, Volga, Danube, and the other. Because why? Because it was water. It supplied water. And the land around that had more moisture and grow better. And what another very important thing was, it supplied transportation. Before, people didn't have a road and car like we have. Transportation was by the river. River and sea. So river have been very important in old history, age. In that verse we see that psalmist make distinction between a river and the streams, which are the tributary and form the river. River has a beginning, but after the other streams, small, comes too, and they make big river. We know that they represent those small rivers, they represent preparatory work of God's throughout the ages, which finally result in the river of life or blessing of life for all mankind. We know that during gospel age, God has been calling and preparing the church to live and reign with Christ. They will be the river of the water of life during the millennium age. The glorified New Jerusalem, the church, during previous ages, he was selecting and training those who are to be princes in all the earth. Psalm 45:16. We may also say that all God's promises outline the divine plan of the ages, but not all God's people have been blessed with the same knowledge of God's plan as now. Abraham, for example, he received a great promise, Abraham, but he comprehended very little or how this would be brought about, how it will be accomplished. But he believed and was obedient, and this promise had a great effect in his life and the life of all the ancient worthy class. It helped, we might say, to prepare for the river. Throughout the Old Testament, there are many other promises, all in full harmony with these Abrahamic most important promises. In thee and thy seed I will bless all family of earth. It is basic. All are helping to make plain the plan of God. But the New Testament gives us the best understanding of God's plan, because as we know, the death and resurrection of Jesus, we can say, ratified all the glorious promise of God and made them workable and real in the lives of the spiritual Israelites. Abraham was blessed by one of the streams. The other have rejoiced in the knowledge of more. But in the end of time, of Christ's second presence, God's people are blessed by the refreshing water of all the streams of the river, as today Brother Jerry Leslie mentioned in this card. It was very proper, showing us all planned of God and some important point which been revealed now. They haven't been known through the gospel age, some. But now, why now? Because now are many different ideas, ideologies. Satan now is trying to deceive as never before. Bible said, because he knows his time is short. He using every, and we see that, and the Bible tell in many places that it will be deceitful time. So now, God permitted to know much more than the other of his plan. And we have to know that. We have to study. We have to have that armor of God, which is so important, which was mentioned today a few times. As we said, Abraham was blessed by one of the streams. The other have rejoiced in the knowledge of more. But during the second present, God's people are blessed by the refreshing water of all the streams of the river. In no time before, the divine plan was understood as it is now. There is a reason for it. Lord know that these times is difficult and trying times, when symbolic air would be removed and when the mountain would be carried into the sea. His people will need to know the whole truth of his plan in order to withstand the fiery trials of these times. This time is the harvest period, and especially marked in the Bible as very important for Lord's consecrated people, because it is time of great trial and rich blessing. Trial and blessing. In this time, Lord's people have opportunity to be enlightened with the present truth. And Bible tell us that when the Lord returns, he will gird himself and serve meat in a due season to the household of faith. Luke 12:37-42. So this is a time when the fulfillment of the prophecy are so manifest that it is almost as though we were walking by sight, yet never before has the faith of the saint have been tested so severely. We believe that one important reason for this is our very human viewpoint of time. We are impatient in our waiting for kingdom, and being impatient are easy target for the adversary arrows of doubt. Oh, with a long time they said it happened this and happened that, didn't happen. What? Doubt. Therefore we need to have knowledge, brethren, of the truth, the whole truth in this time of trouble. It is said further in that text that the stream of the river make glad the city of God, which is the kingdom of God. But there is the reference is not to God's kingdom established in power and glory, but rather to the city which represent the holy of the tabernacle on this side of the veil of the most holy. We all remember that the holy in the tabernacle symbolize the condition of full consecration to God. The Lord consecrated people partake of the spiritual food represented by the shewbread. They are enlightened by the truth represented by the lampstand, and they offer sacrifice as shown by the golden altar. So this is the way in which the tabernacle pictures the consecrated life of true Christian now. In this condition of full consecration, we find refuge and strength. Psalm 91 said, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Here we have a beautiful symbol of God's protection and care. But we should know that this protection is conditional. God has promised it and made proper provision to accomplish it, but we have to make necessary steps which would make this provision available for us. Our consecration should be full in the absolute sense of the word. Consecration to sacrifice all what we possess, time, energy, privilege, in the service of the Lord. It is not enough to lead righteous life, as it is the case with so many. And they think they read, they all right. It is one thing to enter the holy through consecration, but it is another thing to remain there, to make it a real home for himself. It is the real test of our consecration. We have to be, as Apostle Paul said, those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. Romans 2:7. Patience is a very important element in our consecrated life. Bible said, here is the patience and the face of the saint. Revelation 13:10. Mostly, I would say, applies to our time. We believe that Isaiah 26:20, 21 refers to the Lord's people at present time. It says, Isaiah 20:21, "Come, my people, enter thou into my chambers, and shut thy door about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity." Of course, there are times when we feel weary. But in such times, let us remember the Lord's many assurances of help in every time of need. We should go quite often, if we feel and something no good, to Lord in prayer with clear and honest heart and examine ourselves, brethren. How is our position? Sometimes we like to blame the other. Examine ourselves, Apostle mentioned in a few times. It is most important for a Christian, because we will not grow. But in such times, let us remember that God will help us. Let us also realize and remember that the joy of the Lord is also our strength. When we have a joy in the Lord, we remember, Apostle said, remember those first days when you've been enlightened, what great joy you had. That we should remember sometimes. Let us remember that these light affliction are just for a moment, and they are working out for us an eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17, 18. God has promised to care for us, and we should claim these promises by bringing our every thought, word, and deed into line with the condition upon which they are given. They are not given us just promise of health and so on. The condition attached, important. So it is obvious that the only kind of chambers that what Isaiah mentioned, into which new creature can enter. He said, enter and shut door behind you, are those which walls are constructed of the promises of God. Promises of God are very important in our life. Apostle Peter said, you see how great promises we have, that by them, through them, we can be members of that holy nation. We can achieve, he said, divine nature. Promises. Does mean not that we have only promises, but to live in according as we know God will is in every individual, maybe a little different, but every individual should find out what in his time, in his circumstances, he can do the best to praise the Lord and to live and to be example for the other. The ancient worthy and the church have been prepared for their future work by the influence of the promises of God in their life and by the overruling providence of God in connection with his fulfillment of these promises. Obedience to the condition upon which the promises have been made determines the development of these classes. To be in a holy or secret chamber does not mean that we should become hermit. That's important. We have to be in the world, but not of the world. John 17:14. Our Lord was fully separated from the world, but he mingled with the people, with Pharisee and priest in his day had criticized him for that. They could not understand how Jesus could be holy and mingle with publican and sinner. And they accused him about that. And he said that those who are healthy, good, they don't need physician. Only those who are unhealthy. Very good answer. There have always been those who did not understand what constitutes the true holiness. They thought that it is necessary to go and live far from people. This false conception, and this is important, this false conception about the holiness is prominent in the religion of the Orient. Many Oriental religions say you have to be like monk. Aside, you will be holy then. And this was introduced into nominal Christendom. And it was accepted and became the basic of monastic life. Monastery. They build and the monk live there. They want to be holy. They don't want to touch, to be with the people. They want to be holy. And brethren, it was Satan's device. Satan would like that the Lord's people withdrew from witnessing for the truth. If you aside, you won't witness. You won't touch. You won't go to sinners and tell them about kingdom or something. Because you might be, you will be not holy. And it appeals to the flesh to form an exclusive group. And it is temptation all the way. What happened in Waco and in other places, and even from Bible student branch, JB, they said, only we are saved, the other knee, the other no, and so on. So, this is temptation to be exclusive, exclusive group, and not to care about the others. Bible student, real Bible student don't do it. They understand that now is special selection for those who will be king in God's kingdom with Christ. They will be part of the great mediator. They will be those who will help mankind. And the other mankind will be brought to knowledge. Nobody wants to preach that. And that actually is basic truth of the Bible. And with many texts we have, that knowledge of God will fulfill all earth like water fulfilling sea. And they claim that not only they will be. It is tempting. We are the best. It is really tempting. They are no good. We are the best. Only we will be saved. And it is Satan's device. Our responsibility is, brethren, to proclaim the truth by the means which are available to us. Everyone have a different possibility. But of possibility you have, you take care about that. We know to Moses, it was God asked Moses one time, what do you have in hand? He said, the rod, use it. What we have in hand, it means what possibility we have that we can serve God. Some have knowledge, some have this and that. Not everyone. It is the same as talent. We don't have all the same talent. But whatever we have to serve. And God will increase talent if we're faithful. God will give us more opportunity to save Him. And if we serve Him honestly, properly. Our responsibility to proclaim the truth by the means which are available to us and tell the world why this trouble come and what will be final result of it. It is our duty to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that they will understand that are bound to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our Lord to comfort all that mourn. Isaiah 61:1-2. Pastor Russell said in volume 2, 142-2, that the church is enlightened and she knows real reason why God has permitted this trouble and that she should point out to the world the cause of the trouble. And though men will not give heed, they might not listen to you, some might, some not, heed to the instruction until the lesson of submission has been forced upon them by the trouble. It will greatly help them in learning the lesson. The mission of the last member of the church is to Isaiah 52:7 says, 52:7, how beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of that bring good tidings, that publish peace, that bring good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that says unto Zion, thy Lord reign. In our day, to proclaim liberty to the captive and the opening of the prison to them that are bound to proclaim the acceptable year. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. We read Psalm 46:5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Psalm 46:5. That verse tells us that God Himself will help the church. She shall not be moved. In Hebrew 12:26-27, Apostle Paul, writing about this time of trouble, tells us that God will shake out once more not only the earth, but also the heaven, and explains that it signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, and that those things which cannot be shaken, they will remain. Pastor Russell said, a symbolic shaking signifies the removal of everything that is unstable, transitory, imperfect. And further, he said, the shaking of society by the power of the Lord through his kingdom, which will be established among men in power and great glory, though the glory may be hidden from all except those begotten of the Holy Spirit. Then in verse 28, Paul said, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We believe it would be proper to mention that in Scripture we have many indications that the last days are bringing a great trial, brethren, for the Lord's people. Jesus said that when he will come, will he find the faith on the earth? In Psalm 91:7 we read, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Pastor Russell, in a reprint, 49:26.4 said, we might infer that 1,000 may fall into total unbelief, and the 10,000, the great company, into the great time of trouble to wash their robes. And in a reprint, 32, he said, so great will be the falling away from the truth even among those who once received it with joy. If we are not careful, Apostle Peter said that even those who are steadfast, in position of steadfast, they can fall too. Zion class, the city of God, the last member of the church which are represented in the holy of the tabernacle of the Most High, that is very encouraging promise. She will be tried and tested. As a human being, each member of this class will seemingly go down in defeat in the eyes of worldly people. They will be despised and rejected of men, like their master, and the world will not know that they will be the future kings of earth. But God will know them. Apostle Paul said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stand sure, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. 2 Timothy 2:19. Apostle Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he care for you. This class of the faithful followers of Jesus will not be moved from their places in that kingdom, but finishing their course in joy, by being faithful unto death, they will receive crown of life that fadeth not away. God shall help her, and that right early, or when the morning appears. That morning of the new Lord days is already here, we believe. This is the help which results in the deliverance of the church in the first resurrection. We believe the church, members of the church, are resurrected. When Jesus gave answer to his disciple question pertaining to the time of his second presence, he said, when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Luke 21:28. So, brethren, we live in this time, and we see that earth is being removed, and mountains are being thrown into the sea. It is turmoil. We hear the roaring of the sea and the waves. We see how people in the world are perplexed and worried, not knowing what tomorrow will bring. We know what Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:4-6, that those who are children of day, children of light, this day will not overtake them. But he nevertheless admonished them. And this is important. He said, you are children of light. It shouldn't take you. But he said, let us not sleep as the other do. Let us watch and be sober. We know what is happening, but we should be sober. What does it mean? To be very careful, to always be in watchful condition, watchful mostly about ourselves, our condition, brethren, our heart, because the trouble is, the last time trouble will come on the Lord's people, and it's coming. It was, we say, after 14, but it is kind of in period coming here and there. Some classes here and some have a quiet, some not. God is permitting this because there's only one reason. If we will fall, it will be our personal fall. Not nobody else, because God gave us everything. But we have to study, we have to in humble heart, not to think about ourselves. Apostle Paul said clearly, what do you think? That who make you do something? Only we should, what do you have, what you didn't receive, he said. Whatever we receive, whatever in knowledge, in so, it is from God. It is grace. And for grace, we should be very thankful. If not, sooner or later, we will show rebellion, spirit of rebellion, which only will be harmful for us, brethren. So if we, sometimes, as we said, God permit, we all should be careful. Doesn't mean only one. If there's something misunderstanding, each side should search it hard, whether it really tries to do the best. If not, well, God will show eventually. We know another quotation is, we should take careful notice of all the direction which the Lord our God has given us, respecting what would not be acceptable service to him, striving to walk as nearly as possible in the footstep of the great high priest. And the last one, last quotation, we should have a spirit of Christ, the spirit of sound mind, of meekness, of gentleness, love for God and love for man. So, brethren, we should be encouraging one another, building one another up in the most holy faith, helping one another, and love one another, and always be ready to give answer of our hope. People ask us here and there, sometimes unexpectedly. We should be ready, Apostle said, of our hope to those who are asking us. And on the end, we will like to read in Colossians 3rd chapter. Third chapter, he said, starting from 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinance, affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. He said, for which think the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. And he said, in the which ye also walked before, some time when ye lived in them. But further in, he said, to those who already, we believe, he means consecrated. But now he said, also put all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deed, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that creates him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew. And he said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness, and mind, humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so also you have. And about all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfection. If we try to do those things, brethren, we will have a blessing. And to do this thing sometimes is hard. Sometimes not easy. Sometimes we nervous. But with God's help, we have to come to throne of mercy and help Him. He will help us if we sincerely want. But if we will neglect, we might be sifted out and it will be only our fault. And saying that, I will use, as Apostle Paul said, he said in Hebrews 6th chapter, he admonished them that it's impossible for those who knew, who had been in true enlightenment and saw and fall away, to be renewed. And then he said, even I say, brethren, but I think about you better, and I expect from you better. But if I say that, it is my warning that we think about things because we are judged by the Lord. We are supposed to judge, as brethren read today, the world. And we are supposed to judge angels, and we are judged by God. To be judged, we have to be prepared to be judged. So let those few words be blessing and encouragement to you. I really thankful that I had the opportunity to be with you yet. And I pray that you, brethren, will be in peace and in oneness, and God will bless you. That's what I, from my deep heart, wish you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother John, for the...